flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Back to the Stu Daniels Show, 7.5 minutes after 9 o'clock Wednesday morning, and we've got 72 degrees in Eau Claire right now. In Amory, it's 74 degrees. And as you probably know, or as you may know, Taylor Swift has been on tour, just tearing across the United States, selling out show after show all across the U.S. Now, the U.S. portion of her tour is almost over, so she's going to wrap it up with 6 sold-out shows in Los Angeles. But now, there is a call for her to postpone those shows. We've got a story here from Politico. It says, California Lieutenant Governor joins call for Taylor Swift to postpone her Los Angeles shows. Eleni Kounalakis and dozens of elected leaders in the Golden State want Swift to halt her Eras tour out of concern for striking hotel housekeepers. And this was posted yesterday, or last night, I should say, at Politico. It says some of California's top politicians are calling on Taylor Swift to postpone her Los Angeles concerts, standing in solidarity with striking hotel workers and risking scorn from Swifties, fans of Taylor Swift. California Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis, a Democrat, and dozens of elected officials from across the state on Tuesday signed their names to a campaign organized by Unite Here Local 11 to put pressure on the music icon. Swift is scheduled to perform 6 sold-out shows at Inglewood's SoFi Stadium beginning Thursday, tomorrow, and continuing through August 9th. Kounalakis, who attended Swift's Eras Tour in Santa Clara and is the first major candidate running for governor in 2026, said all workers deserve dignity and fair wages. Quote, I stand with Unite here in their fight for a living wage, she told Politico in a prepared statement. And I hope we can use this moment to bring attention to the hardworking men and women who are the engine of our economy, end quote. In the open letter to Taylor Swift, Kunalakis and the others wrote that the tour makes area hotels lots of money, with Los Angeles area businesses, quote, doubling and tripling what they charge because you are coming, end quote. At the same time, the group wrote, many hotel housekeepers and other workers in the region can't afford to live close to their jobs, and some sleep in their cars and risk losing their homes. Quote, hotel workers are fighting for their lives. They are fighting for a living wage. They have gone on strike. Now they are asking for your support, they wrote. Speak now, which I believe is a title of one of her songs. Speak now. Stand with hotel workers and postpone your concerts, end quote. The union had made a similar request in recent days over its rolling strikes, then began circulating a draft letter to win over support from elected officials as a sign of escalation, and with the concerts starting later this week. The striking workers from dozens of hotels want higher pay and better benefits, and together with writers and actors have formed something of a hot labor summer. The strikes have been a disruption in the region, with several politicians joining workers in their demonstrations. Earlier, California Governor Gavin Newsom vowed not to cross a picket line at the Beverly Hilton or other Southern California hotels embroiled in the hotel strike. The Democratic Governors Association's annual summer conference was moved to the downtown Westin Bonaventure, and Newsom didn't end up attending. First partner Jennifer Seibel Newsom went in his place. Kunalakis is the top official in the state to sign onto the letter. Others who formerly joined the Hotel Housekeeping Union's drive include former Representative Janice Hahn, now chair of the powerful Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, State Senator Dave Min, a candidate for the House in Orange County, and Assembly Majority Leader Isaac Bryan, as well as mayors from several Southern California cities. The mayor of Inglewood, where Swift is performing, is not among the signatories. So Taylor Swift being called on to postpone six shows in the Los Angeles area starting tomorrow and going over the next week or so. Do you think she'll do it? Do you think there's a chance? I don't know. That would cost a lot of money, but obviously Taylor Swift doesn't have to worry about money, but it would definitely affect others who are planning to work those shows, you know, the stage crews and others that work in the venue, etc. But we got 13 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. I wanted to get back to some more of the, I guess you could say it's some more of the fallout from the indictment yesterday. Some more of what's coming out. I've got a story here from USA Today. This is by Susan Page, who you may have seen on the cable news shows over the years. She's a regular guest on MSNBC, and I do believe I've seen her on CNN over the years. But she has a piece in USA Today that says, and this was just updated 39 minutes ago, it says, not just one more indictment, it's a stress test for Trump, the campaign, and the country. The subheadline says, we've held elections during wars, pandemics, and protests. But this is something new, and it's going to be complicated. We've held presidential elections during a world war and a civil war, through a pandemic, and amid mass protests. But the spider's web that is ensnaring Donald Trump is creating a campaign that is entirely new and will be enormously complicated. The newest indictment of the former president, this time on charges that he tried to overturn the results of the last election, has, like the previous ones, divided Americans and overwhelmed every other topic of political discussion. a stress test for the candidates and the country, it has sparked a debate on questions never before seriously considered in the world's oldest democracy. Could someone under federal indictment run for president? The answer to that is yes, given the constitutional presumption of innocence until proven guilty. Trump insists not even a conviction would keep him from campaigning. Not at all, he declared in a radio interview last week. Could a candidate convicted of a federal crime serve as president? The Constitution is silent on that issue, presumably one the founders didn't foresee, though it is now more than a theoretical possibility. Indeed, if it came to that, could a president govern from a prison cell? Trump's reaction to his latest legal peril was the same as his previous ones, deny and defy. At a rally Saturday night in Erie, Pennsylvania, Trump portrayed himself as a hero and a martyr, not a criminal. Quote, every time the radical left, Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it actually a great badge of honor, he declared to the cheers, or I should say he declared to cheers, because I'm being indicted for you. He called on Republicans to impeach his successor, Joe Biden, and threatened to back primary challengers against any House members who refused. So far, Trump's badges of honor include an indictment by Manhattan prosecutors for allegedly falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments to a porn star. Federal prosecutors have indicted him in Florida on charges of violating the Espionage Act by mishandling classified documents and of obstructing justice when authorities tried to get them back. And that's where we'll leave it for now, because we're going to take a quick break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. 470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit theriphon.com/disclosure.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. A mix of sunshine and clouds and a hot day in store for us. High near 89 this afternoon with isolated showers and storms. A few of those storms may be strong to severe. Slight chance for storms continuing overnight. A muggy night, low near 65. It's 75 right now.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Driving that train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind. This old engine makes it on time. Leaves Central Station about a quarter to nine. Hit Trevor Junction at 17-2. At a quarter to ten, you know it's traveling again. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind.
Daniel's show on a Wednesday morning. Music from the Grateful Dead telling a story about Casey Jones. And let me ask you, Aaron, my producer, have you ever taken a train on a long distance trip, Amtrak or whatever?
Not very long distance. I think the only time I've ever taken a train, well, besides stuff like the loop in Chicago and everything. I took an Amtrak from Milwaukee to Chicago, which obviously not that far a distance. Yeah. And I think that's about it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good that you got to experience the train, man, because the train is a great way to travel. I would recommend taking a train to all of our listeners. If you've never done it, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And if you have done it, if you have taken a train on a long distance trip, and you know how much fun it can be because you're moving across the country and you don't have to worry about driving. And it's, I tell you, when I have taken a train trip, and I guess over the past, since Amtrak first came into existence about 50 years ago, the only place I've gone is from Milwaukee to Cleveland and back. And of course, you go through Chicago, across Indiana and Ohio. But those trips are so much fun. For one thing, I've noticed that when you're on the train, everybody is just super friendly and acts like they've known you forever. And people say hi and start talking to you as if they've known you for a long time. So that alone is just like a reason to take the train. But now there may be another reason to take the train in the not too distant future. I have a story here from a magazine called Rail Fan and Railroad, which keeps up on train issues. And it says here that we may be getting more long-distance networks of Amtrak services around the country. And why do you think this is? Well, if you guessed it's because of the infrastructure law that was passed a couple years ago, you are correct. It says here that the Federal Railroad Administration long-distance study produces a map of expanded Amtrak services. A map that was recently shared at town hall meetings shows a dramatically expanded long-distance network of railways across the United States. And this was just posted day before yesterday at Rail Fan and Railroad Magazine. It says Billings to Denver, Portland to Boise, El Paso to Albuquerque. Those are just a few of the new routes found on a map recently produced by the Federal Railroad Administration of a dramatically expanded long-distance passenger train network. And I should add, in case you haven't thought about it, one of the best reasons to take a train is that it reduces the amount of carbon that we're putting out into the air. If you were to drive your car, and if everybody were to drive their car instead of take the train, that'd make a big difference in the amount of carbon that we're putting out into the air. So taking a train is always a good idea. This piece says, as part of 2021's bipartisan infrastructure law, the FRA, Federal Railroad Administration, was required to study the prospects of expanding Amtrak's current long-distance network to cities that have either lost their service since the creation of Amtrak in 1971 or never had it to begin with. As part of that effort, the FRA hosted a series of workshops around the country this year, most recently in Cleveland, to gather input from stakeholders. During that last meeting in Ohio, the FRA also shared a map of an enhanced network. The map shows the current long-distance network overlaid with potential new routes. Some of those routes are ones that Amtrak had lost, or I should say that had early on, but later lost, like the North Coast Hiawatha, the subject of a grassroots effort in Montana to revive, and the Pioneer. But some routes have never had service in the Amtrak era, such as between Billings and Denver, a route that was last served in the 1960s by the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy's Shoshone line. Other notable city pairs that could be served by an expanded long-distance network include Flagstaff and Tucson, Arizona, Salt Lake City and Las Vegas, and Atlanta and Savannah, Georgia. Taking the train sounds like a good idea to me. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump's attorney John Lauro tells CBS News yesterday's federal indictment and the special counsel's investigation into election interference will not change Mr. Trump's plans for the future.
In a case where there's a political prosecution, there's no doubt that he's going to continue to run. None of these charges preclude him from being president of the United States. Not one.
The Dow down 140 at the open after the U.S. credit rating was downgraded. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Ratings agencies like Fitch use credit ratings as a measure of the ability of companies, cities, and countries to repay their debts.
Not as many Gen Xers making it to church because they're too busy raising kids and taking care of older parents. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The percentage of Americans in their 40s and 50s who attend a church weekly has fallen to 28%, down from 41% in 2020.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany announced yesterday he will not seek a spot in the U.S. Senate and will instead focus on re-election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Tiffany, who is in his second term in the House, represents northern and parts of central Wisconsin. Tiffany said he can make the greatest impact by serving in the House of Representatives. There are no announced Republican candidates to run against Tammy Baldwin in the Senate election next year. The DNR revised its wolf management plan Tuesday and is recommending keeping Wisconsin's gray wolf population at about 1,000 wolves, which is about triple the old plan set nearly 25 years ago that called for a cap of 350. Gray wolves are a federally endangered species in Wisconsin. In 2021, the state held a wolf hunt, with hunters nearly doubling the statewide quota for wolves in just 4 days. The DNR Policy Board is expected to take up the recommendation in October. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court Justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Thank you.
about scorching guitar and also some great drumming from Jim Capaldi. Of course, that's Traffic doing their song Dear Mr. Fantasy. Jim Capaldi, drummer from that band, born on this date, August 2nd of 1944. Yeah, we lost him back in 2005, but he left us a lot of great music. Happy birthday, Jim Capaldi. And speaking of births and deaths, I wanted to mention a couple of people that have passed away. I like to mention the artists that we've lost as we lose them. And just in the past few days, we lost another musical artist and another visual artist. Probably heard that Paul Rubens passed away a few days ago, July 30th. Paul Rubens, better known as Pee Wee Herman, a guy who had his own way of looking at things, right? The Pee Wee Herman character. Man, what a strange thing when we first saw Pee Wee Herman. And in case you're not aware, Paul Rubens, who played Pee Wee Herman, actually auditioned for Saturday Night Live. He didn't make it, but he was a member of the Groundlings comedy crew or comedy troupe. And of course, went on to have the Pee Wee Herman show. It was on, what, Saturday mornings for the kids. And then also the movies, Pee Wee's Big Adventure and the Big Top Pee Wee. So Paul Rubens passed away July 30th, born in 1952. Also, we lost another musical artist a few days ago, July 26th, Randy Meisner, the original bass player with the Eagles, and was with them all through the 1970s. And I believe that he left the band in 1980 at their last gig before they took that long sabbatical or hiatus. But if I remember correctly, I believe that he and Glenn Frey got into a fight on stage at their last gig together at the end of a tour in 1980. And then the Eagles weren't together again for about 14 years. I think it was 1994 when they started performing together again. And then they had a new bass player, Timothy B. Schmidt. But if I remember correctly, there's also some strange story about the parallels of their two careers. I'm talking about the two bass players, Randy Meisner and Timothy B. Schmidt, because Randy Meisner started out in Poco before he was in the Eagles. And if I remember correctly, he and Timothy B. Schmidt both auditioned for that band at the same time. Poco chose Randy Meisner, but then when he left to join the Eagles or to form the Eagles, they brought in Timothy B. Schmidt to replace him. And as we just mentioned, when Meisner left the Eagles, it was Timothy B. Schmidt that replaced him in that band as well. And I'm just going off my memory on all that stuff, and I hope I'm right because somebody's probably looking it up right now. It's like, oh, is this Stu Mann right? Is he telling me all the right stuff? Yeah, I think I'm about 99% right on that stuff. Sometimes the cobwebs get in the way and you don't remember everything the way it is, but that's the way I remember it. And so that's the way we'll keep it. Randy Meisner passing away. I think he had some kind of an illness, cancer or something, but I don't know about the details on his passing. All I know is he left us a lot of great music with the Eagles from their work in the 1970s. So right now we have 9:40 on this Wednesday morning. I have a couple of updated temperatures for you. 75 degrees in La Crosse right now, 72 degrees up in Hayward. And the next thing I wanted to mention here is the fact that I got an email message from the former president and his store. You know, Trump has a store where he sells things to raise money. And I got a great offer. I got a great offer from Donald Trump. He wants to give me a free T-shirt. It's just a regular white T-shirt, but it does say, "I stand with Trump" on the front. And it also has the date, 8/1/2023, which is yesterday's date. Of course, the date he was indicted for trying to overthrow a United States presidential election. But Mr. Trump
wants to give me this t-shirt for free, all I have to do is make a contribution of $47 to help him defend the movement. And I know that sounds like a scam, but it couldn't be a scam if it's Donald Trump, right? Well, he wrote this message to me, an email message, and he's even got my name on it. It says, "Stu, it's official. For the third time in nearly as many months, shadowy deep state actors have indicted President Donald Trump in a politically charged witch hunt intended to destroy our 2024 campaign and the greatest grassroots movement in history. On March 30th of 2023, a radical Soros-backed prosecutor in New York who campaigned on getting Trump indicted your favorite president despite committing no crime whatsoever. But our movement remained unbreakable. Then, on June 8th of 2023, crooked Joe Biden and his corrupt justice, in quotation marks, department indicted President Trump over the documents hoax, seeking to throw him in jail for 400 years as an innocent man. But our movement grew stronger. As of today, yesterday, August 1st, 2023, they have once again unjustly indicted President Trump in the most egregious act of election interference our country has ever seen. But still, our movement is more united than ever. Because, Stu, during these dark times, you are President Trump's courage, his hope, and the source of his unwavering resolve to save our country. And what better way to show that you stood by the president's side through every phony indictment than with your very own limited edition I Stand With Trump t-shirt? So please, make a contribution of $47 to help peacefully defend our movement from the never-ending witch hunts. And we'll send you your very own limited edition shirt for free. I get a free t-shirt. All I have to do is give them a $47 contribution. Now, that sounds like a great deal. Gonna jump right on that. Thanks, President Trump. Yes. Anyway, I don't know if I'm going to really. I can't imagine it. But anyway, let's move on to the next subject. I wanted to mention the fact that, let's see, I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about an assault on this republic. What the January 6th charges Trump face say about our democracy. And this is by John Meyer of USA Today. Donald Trump, as the world now knows, already has been charged in two criminal cases, but now a federal indictment has been issued that charges him with actions he allegedly took as a sitting president to overturn the will of the American people and illegally stay in office after losing the 2020 presidential election. It's the first time such criminal charges have been levied in U.S. history. And the new case, constitutional scholars and legal analysts tell USA Today, is exponentially more serious and historically consequential than anything Trump has faced before. This new indictment, first disclosed by Trump himself in a post on his Truth Social platform, was handed up Tuesday by a federal grand jury in Washington, and his legal team was then notified. That means the former president will soon be taken into custody for the third time in recent months and will make a court appearance. He will likely surrender voluntarily under some agreement between his lawyers and federal prosecutors from the office of special counsel Jack Smith. The 45-page indictment charges Trump and at least six co-conspirators with three conspiracies, including a scheme to defraud the United States by using dishonesty, fraud, and deceit to overturn the results of a presidential election. Trump is also charged with a conspiracy to corruptly obstruct and impede the January 6th congressional proceeding at which the collected results of the presidential election were to be counted and certified on January 6th, 2021. And the third conspiracy, the indictment said, was a conspiracy against the right to vote and to have one's vote counted. Oh, got to take a break. Let's take a quick break, and we'll get to the phones on the other side of the break, too. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay, then. Bye.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight, I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. A mix of sunshine and clouds and a hot day in store for us. High near 89 this afternoon with isolated showers and storms. A few of those storms may be strong to severe. Slight chance for storms continuing overnight. A muggy night, low near 65. Currently it's 76.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Final segment of the show, music from Les Dudek on this Wednesday morning. And he, Les Dudek, the guitarist, celebrating a birthday today, turning 71 years old. And that particular song was not a big hit on the AM radio back in the day, but it was a big hit on lots of FM rock and roll radio stations around the country. So if you were listening to the FM album-oriented radio back in the day, you may recognize that piece. And he, Les Dudek, had been in several bands, or was in several bands, leading up to his solo career, as well as after. But he used to play with the Steve Miller Band, played with Stevie Nicks and Cher and Boz Scaggs. Also, if you're an Allman Brothers fan, a little-known fact is the fact that after Dwayne Allman passed away, Les Dudek played with the Allman Brothers Band on some of their recordings. In fact, you may know that the Allman Brothers were well known for their dual lead guitars. So after Dwayne passed away, they needed somebody to help out on some of the new material they were recording without Dwayne. And the songs Ramblin' Man, which of course everybody knows, big hit, and their song Jessica. It was Les Dudek who was playing the second guitar part with Dickie Betts on those songs. For those of you that are taking notes on the history of rock and roll. But anyway, we got 9:53 right now, working our way through this final segment of the show. And it looks like we have a caller on the line. It's John from Boaz. Good morning, John. What do you have to share with us today?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay? Hey, you're on the air, brother. Yeah, what do you have to say today?
I love the Stu Daniels Show, and I'd like to add to your conversation about Donald Trump.
Okay.
If I'm looking at right now, Black's Law Dictionary Special Deluxe, 5th edition, there's one word, treason. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance. One word. Now, you talk about January 6th. Those are his actions. Thank you very much.
Yeah. John, I could not agree with you more. I agree with you 100% on both of the topics that you mentioned. Treason is a good description of what we are talking about with the former president. And then your other point that you made, I also agree with the fact that this is a pretty good radio show. Oh, I'm just kidding, man. But thank you for the compliment on the show. I'm glad you enjoy it. I'm glad you called in. And I'm glad you mentioned that description or definition of treason, because the definition does fit what we are discussing here with the indictments that were handed down yesterday. And by the way, before we wrap things up here for the day, I want to mention a story about Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden and also Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stile. This story just breaking in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It says Stile consults with Capitol Police about surveillance footage of Van Orden confrontation with teenage Senate pages. Now, you probably heard about this. We discussed it on this show, and it's been in the news for the last few days about Derek Van Orden berating a group of Senate pages in the Capitol, cursing at them, yelling at them. Now, it looks like there may be a little bit of an investigation going on to this. I'll give you just a little bit of this before we run out of time. Dateline Washington, it says House Administration Chairman Brian Stile says he has reached out to Capitol Police about surveillance footage from an incident in which freshman Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden berated a group of Senate pages in the Capitol. Now, of course, he's a congressman, so he's in the House. So these pages are Senate pages. They're not even the pages from his chamber, but he still berated them in the Capitol, a move that came after a fellow Wisconsin congressman called on Stile to release the video. Stile, a Republican from Janesville, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in a statement that he requested input from the U.S. Capitol Police due to the footage in question involving minors employed by the Senate. His remarks came just hours after Democratic U.S. Representative Mark Pocan called on Stile to release footage from the July 26th incident in which Van Orden, who represents Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, yelled and cursed at teenage Senate pages who were lying on their backs taking photos of the Capitol Rotunda's dome as Van Orden was giving a late-night tour of the building. As chairman of the House Administration Committee, Brian Stile oversees the functioning of the House and has oversight over Capitol Police. Quote, if the widely shared reports are accurate, Representative Van Orden's behavior toward the pages on July 26th was completely unacceptable and further calls into question his fitness for office. Pocan, who is a vocal opponent of Van Orden's, wrote to Stile. It is critical that members of the public, including his constituents in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, know the truth of what happened that evening. So that's good. They're looking into it. And it's embarrassing that a Wisconsin U.S. congressman would be yelling at and cursing at kids, Senate pages, just taking pictures. Anyway, we've run out of time for today, but thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in to your Civic Media radio station.
Vegetables and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.